From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syrian government forces and rebels clash across the country's north on Sunday. It's the latest indication that a month-long ceasefire may be breaking down. It comes as the Islamic State group seized two villages along the Turkish border from other insurgents. Syrian rebels advanced on government positions in the Turkmen Mountains of the northwest Latakia province. That's a stronghold of President Bashar al-Assad, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. It said an insurgent coalition led by the jihadist Ahrar al-Sham alongside al-Qaeda's Syria affiliate, the Nusra Front, seized the village as heavy fighting continued throughout the day. Global security, the refugee crisis, and political instability were focal points for Secretary of State John Kerry and other group of seven foreign ministers. They wrapped up their first day of talks in Japan. Their two-day meeting is underway in Hiroshima. That's a city devastated by the U.S. atomic bomb near the end of World War II. The group of seven industrialized countries includes Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. The U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, is in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. The two countries' defense ministers are to discuss the large number of activities that include technology projects and exercises. Carter is looking to improve defense technology and trade cooperation. Saudi Arabia's monarch addressed the Egyptian parliament Sunday. He announced plans to build a bridge linking the two nations across the Red Sea. In his six-minute address, King Salman said other Arab countries need to work together to combat violent extremism. This is VOA News.